It's 84 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Two recent pedestrian deaths in Nashville have detectives seeking hit-and-run drivers. There have been at least 14 people killed by vehicle strikes in the city this year. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the increase in cases could make it even tougher to find those responsible.
Hit and runs often challenge detectives, and they've been busy in recent years as the city has surpassed annual pedestrian fatality records several times. And national researchers recently found the city's pedestrian fatality rate has worsened. That is despite official commitments to what are known as Vision Zero infrastructure plans, like lower speeds, better lighting, and more visible crosswalks, all of which are meant to reduce all types of roadway incidents.
This week, Nashville police say they found the Dodge Ram truck involved in a fatal strike early Monday morning on Nolensville Pike. The victim, 68-year-old Robert Powell, was also struck by a white sedan. Neither driver stopped. Another pedestrian victim, who was hit in June on Lafayette Street, has been identified as 50-year-old Taraman Diane Lopez. The Clarksville City Council has given initial approval to a new budget nearly a week after the deadline. When a new spending plan was supposed to be in place, four other pitches failed. Clarksville now reports the budget that was approved on first reading increases the property tax by 10 cents. That's well below the initially suggested hike of 31 cents per $100 of assessed value. To offset that reduction in revenue, the plan proposes reducing spending in five city departments. That's along with the mayor's offer to freeze most infrastructure spending. The second vote on the budget has not yet been scheduled. The search begins for a new president of Middle Tennessee State University. President Sidney McPhee will retire by the end of the year after nearly 25 years. The Board of Trustees will hire an executive recruitment firm to assist them. The plan is to identify up to three finalists in October and conduct interviews in November and December. Separately, the trustees have also approved an increase in tuition and fees, which would add nearly $500 per year for each full-time student. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.